Mishnah of the Perek, it's Yud Beis here. It's a straight continuation on. It says Hatagar, the merchant, that was the wholesale distributor, the merchant, notel, unlike the previous Mishnah, said that the regular private farmer may not mix different, you know, crops together, because each one is different. And people are assuming they're going to get, you know, I wanted this crop, that's why I came to this, you know, outside this farm. When I bought it at your stall, I was looking at that field saying, oh, those are those watermelons, they look delicious. No, a tagar, the merchant's different. Everyone knows he's just collecting from all over town and just packaging up and selling it as a mixture. And therefore, he's notum mechamesh garonos, he can collect from five different granaries, but notum lesoch mugurachas, he can put it all into one big, you know, one big silo, and then everyone knows you're getting, you know, luck in the draw, you're getting, you know, standard issue, you know, grade A wheat, and that's that. Doesn't, you're not particularly banking at some particular, you know, organic farm, whatever. It's just generic. Penos nosoch pitam echad. Same goes. He can take from the. I'm sorry, I would skip words. Mechamesh gitos. He can collect from five different, you know, gitos are agasas, the wine vat. He can collect from five different, you know, vintners together. Penos nosoch pitam echad. He can put it all into one huge big, you know, container. What's the word?
Blended.
Oh, blended, yeah, exactly. You can make blended, because everyone, it's all the same, you know, this region, all the grapes are the same, Chardonnay grapes, and it's just standard Chardonnay, you know, a generic version. Well, Bavad, provided that, Shlo Yehei Miskaven La'arev, he's not allowed to have intention, literally means intention to blend, but it means like this. It means intention to trick. Here's how it would work. For argument's sake, let's say that everyone knows there's one guy in town who produces the best grapes, or whatever, the best wheat, the best anything, doesn't matter what. And everyone knows that, so he's the producer, and everyone knows that this shop gets all of its wheat from that great, organic, super duper deluxe, you know, only the best farm. So it's got a reputation. So that shop can't purposefully, you know, put in like an admixture of, you know, 5% of garbage stuff in there, and people assume, oh, it's the good stuff because he's known for his good stuff. That's tricking them. That would be forbidden. So he can't purposefully mix in admixture if he's playing off the trust of the purchasers that he's not doing that. And here's the point. The point is he's not saying anything. He's not making any representations of anything. He just is relying on his good reputation and now watering it down, or the, you know, or whatever it is. That would be forbidden because everyone's assuming, because he has this reputation of buying from the good place, that all the stuff's from the good place. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, new point here. Lo yechalek hachenvani klayos vegoz and latinogos mepnei shehu margil nevo etzlo. So this is like a new point. Rabbi Yehuda has got his ideas about unfair business practices. This took us, we had a, like an hour-long discussion about this that day in Shir. Rabbi Yehuda's concern is that if everyone's competing in a marketplace together, we want to make sure that everyone makes a parnasa. So if one guy comes up with some clever gimmick where he can steal away, you know, his competitor's, you know, business, that is not fair. So exactly. So here's his shtick. He says, what you may not do, Rabbi Yehuda says, what you may not do is stand outside your shop. Everyone, you know, everyone sells Coke, but, you know, it's a Coke standard, everyone's selling wheat, apples, whatever the story is. And this guy figures, I know how I can get everyone to drive business my way. He stands aside and he gives the lo yichalek chenvani, the shopkeeper can give klayos ve'gozin latinokos. There's a bunch of dry goods stores, and his dry goods store, he gives the kids that come by each, you know, free candy. Klayos and ve'gozin are, you know, klayos are real, like, you know, remember Honey Smacks, the puffed wheat? Like, they call it shalva here in Israel. So those that's the candy of Chazal time, or it goes in little nuts. Because the idea is like this: he goes buddy buddy with the children. Then the next week, when the parents say tell the kids to go shopping for them, the parents don't say which shop to go to. All the kids they actually gravitate towards the shop that gives them out the candy. So he's basically found a way to drive business towards him and away from his competition. And not because he's providing anyone a better service, with, you know, he's not providing better goods or cheaper price or anything. He's just tricking the market to come to him. So that, Rabbi Yehuda says, is not right and not fair. He's tricked the kids to come to him, and that's like a unfair
practice,
shenanigan to drive business away from your competition, and we want everyone to make a parnasa. The Chacham say matirin. They say, no, that's perfectly legitimate. If you want to hand out, have gimmickry and give out free gifts, then they can do it too. No one's stopping them.
So that's what prevents the other people from doing.
Right, so that's the halacha. The halacha like the chacham. The halacha like the chacham. You know, it's a free market. People can do what they want to sell their goods, and that's legitimate. No one's lying here. We're just, you know, there was no lying. There was just a clever gimmickry. So Rabbi Yehuda says, gimmickry at the expense of people making a living is not okay. And the chacham say, listen, it's a free market. People want to make whatever gimmick you want to drive business your way, because of the hate. We're not talking about lying, defrauding. We're just talking about clever marketing techniques. That's legitimate, and that's the din. The din is like the chacham, mutter.
So why the big discussion last week? I mean, I was there a part of it, but...
Well, everyone just worried about Rebuta Sheet. Rebuta was an idiot. Oh, how do we get there?
No, why do we have because a big discussion about what's okay, what's not? Because it's clear what Chacham say.
The Chacham say the mutter. Yeah, the reason why, because we discussed it at length early in the week, is because I just spoke out, I opened the can of worms by saying, I'm not getting to the can of worms again, that Chazal looked at the role of an economy is primarily to provide people with parnasa, which leans towards socialist tendencies, even though we have a free market, but it's like free market ethical marketplace that has like, you know, protection for people have a parnasa of interest. And
Chum say it's more protective people.
The Chum still say that. I mean, that's the Chum say also. Chum also say we want to put protections people make a parnasa. But this is permissible. There are other rules of Chum agree to. That we got to Hasagas Gavul, you know, competing with people is not me pushing out the marketplace by opening a pizza shop next to yours. The market can support both of us. That's forbidden. Even if I'm going to provide better pizza or a better price. But that was our discussion. Anyways, here, okay, that's that. Second of all, Rebuta is a second thing. He says, well, Yifchos es Ashar. If there's a set price in the market, you know, there's an MSRP, manufacturer says a retail price, everyone should be paying, you know, $1 per kilo of lemons, and you want to undercut the market and in your shop sell them for 90 cents, whatever it is. So that, Rebuta says, is not fair. Because what you're doing is you're basically driving business your way, and that people can't make a living. Remember, he's assuming that the price is fixed at a fair price. So you're stripping out your competition, and they can't make a living now. And you know, Walmart steps into town, and everyone suffers. So he says that's no good. Yes, the last part of the Mishnah, not rebuted someone else who says lo yaver es agrisin. You're not allowed to. Here's the case. Everyone sells, you know, their beans in the shuk, and they look the same. The beans have like, you know, like this outer
shell
that look like iffy. They look ugly, you know? So this guy went and like sifted it and got all the debris off to make it look like new, shiny, great, you know, best market beans as opposed to the whatever. So everyone wants to go to him and they'll pay a premium because it looks great. So Abishul, I should say, said that's not fair because you're basically, everyone's going to pay thinking they're getting such great beans better than everyone else's. And the truth is that the same beans everyone else is selling, just yours look nicer because you clean them up, and they're paying like a way big premium for it. And the Chum say, listen, material name must, because you can do that too. And it's not illegitimate to get a premium. People want to buy nice things. Like, that's why they pay an extra whatever, 10% to buy nicer, greener, better looking produce, and you know, less, more convenient. So that's legitimate. Rabbis allow all that stuff. However, modim, what the rabbis do agree is illegal. Ishlo yavor ma'al pi hagmura. What you can't do is have your whole, like, you know, you're selling beans by the sack, and all you do is you clean up the top layer, so everyone thinks, oh, they're getting great beans, and really they're getting garbage to the bottom. That, of course, is illegal. She'eno ela kagona v'sayin, you're stealing the eye, you're cheating the guy from what are you giving a false veneer about there. And also the rabbis agree, ein mefarkasin, this is a funny word, it means like touch up, improve, I don't know what, you know, lo esa adam, lo esa behema, lo esa kalim, neither the person or an animal or Caleb, but this means like this. You're selling a slave on the open market. The guy is 65 and he's got gray hair, and everyone sees this as a 65-year-old with gray hair. Who wants to buy a slave like that? So what do? They dye his hair black so they think he's 45, you know? Or the behemoth, the animal is like, you know, all skinny and horrible. But what you do is you feed it like shtick. You give it, you know, water filled with like a
barley,
so like it all gets swollen, it looks like a big elephant. When you brush its hair backwards, it looks all puffed up, and really it's not. So that kind of stuff is forbidden, of course. And Lois like Caleb, that means you have some old clee and you paint it out to make it look brand new again. Now, that is also forbidden. Everyone would agree, you're allowed to put your best foot forward. You can make the beans look nice, you can give your car a paint job before you sell it, you can, you know, get your house industrial clean before you list it on the market. That's legitimate, because everyone knows that's how you buy a house or buy a car with the paint job. But to like roll back the odometer to make it look brand new, or to, you know, to have a cleat that has cracks in it, whatever it is, but you just paint it over so no one can see the cracks, looks like it's new, that's forbidden because you're putting a false veneer, people aren't being misled. Okay, very good.